KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's been an arrest in connection with a suspected road rage incident in the south of Durban. KZN police say one person was shot and killed along Griffiths Mlange Highway in Umlazi yesterday morning. Spokesperson Paul Magwaza says the victim was involved in an argument with the suspect.
The deceased then assaulted the motorist. The other motorist pulled out his firearm and shot the deceased. The suspect is due in court on Tuesday, 25 March 2025.
Authorities have warned Kwamashu residents of criminals impersonating police officers. Police say they've received complaints of house robberies committed by a group of bogus cops. In a recent incident, four suspects accosted a woman at her home after introducing themselves as detectives looking for firearms. KZN police spokesperson Tenji Swatnobo says the victim was robbed of her belongings.
She was pointed with firearms and forced to open all the rooms of her house before they were all locked in the master bedroom. Four cell phones and cash were taken before they fled the scene. The suspects usually wear different pieces of police uniform. Whenever there are people who come to their premises and introduce themselves as police officers, they must request to see their appointment cards.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says South Africa is among 30 countries that account for 87% of the global TB burden. Mashatile officially launched the End TB campaign in Ugu today. It was launched on World TB Day and aims to test 5 million people by the end of March next year.
This will in turn result in a 29% reduction in TB incidence and a 41% reduction in TB mortality by 2035.
The Deputy President has stressed that TB is preventable and curable, even in those living with HIV. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has met with former Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool following his return from the US. Rasool was expelled by the Trump administration, which said it took issue with comments he made about the US president. He touched down at Cape Town International Airport yesterday to a hero's welcome. The ministry says a formal report on Lamola and Rasool's discussions will be submitted to President Cyril Ramaphosa for consideration. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims there's been an attempt to bring down his government. It's after Israeli media reported internal security chief Ronen Bar's agency spent months probing far-right infiltration of the police. The police are under the supervision of far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Netanyahu has now accused Barr of investigating Ben-Gvir without his approval. He's pressing ahead with proceedings to sack Barr, a move which the Supreme Court blocked on Friday and has sparked protests around Israel. Durban 30 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 33, Richards Bay 34.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Lucknow Supergiants 125-1 after 10.5 overs against the Delhi Capitals in the IPL. Thomas Tuchel hoping his England team can up the tempo tonight in their World Cup qualifier against Latvia, and a huge clash for Bafana Bafana tomorrow in their World Cup qualifier against Benin.